Poll workers in Maine tomorrow can start processing a huge number of absentee ballots that voters have mailed in, or in many cases, hand-delivered this month. The general mood among those responsible for getting all the votes counted by next Tuesday or soon after could be characterized as confident but alert, and for some, tense. Fred Bever's been talking to postal workers, state officials, municipal clerks, and voters about the run-up to an election like no other.
Since in-person absentee voting started in early October, Cumberland Town Clerk Tammy O'Donnell has overseen a steady flow of voters and volunteers coming through the doors of Town Hall.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Tammy.
From behind a plastic barrier and sporting a powder blue mask emblazoned with the white letters VOTE, O'Donnell is the very picture of a pandemic-era poll worker. She says that in this intense election season, voters are showing intense interest in how exactly their ballots are being handled.
Well, certainly a lot more angst among the voters for this election, much more so than any election that I've ever been involved with.
And she says citizens are putting a premium on physically handing their ballots over.
To vote in front of us and then handing their ballots to us to make sure that the ballots are received, which is something that really I've never seen happen before.
She also says there were early worries that pandemic concerns would lead to a shortage of poll workers, but O'Donnell and clerks elsewhere instead found themselves with more than enough volunteers, while socially distanced election day lines may be quite manageable thanks to the immense number of ballots being turned in early. Statewide, more than 340,000 voters returned their ballots by last Friday. John Bradbury of Cumberland was one who chose to do it all in person.
For two reasons, actually. We've been talking about getting in here early and voting to ensure our votes are counted and make sure there's very little question about all of that. I just happened to be coming by after dropping off something at a friend's house. It's really important to be doing our civic duty these days, I believe.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
There have been glitches along the way. In Brewer, ballots meant for one voting district were sent to another. Elsewhere, voters have put their absentee ballots in drop boxes for the wrong town. Those situations are being cleared up, election officials say. But one more significant annoyance emerged statewide. Many voters received multiple absentee ballot request forms, unsolicited, from voting advocacy groups as well as the state parties.
This year has been full of excitement, I won't lie. It's been different than any other year.
Leanna Target is Kingfield's ballot registrar. She says one voter sent in 8 separate absentee ballot requests. She adds that older residents seemed most likely to be thrown off by an avalanche of election mail and text messages.
And we had a lot of people calling us that were quite upset because they hadn't requested an absentee ballot. Why do they have to absentee vote? And, you know, we spent a week trying to tell people you can still come here and physically vote. You do not have to absentee.
Secretary of State Matt Dunlap is proposing that in future elections, the state allow only clerks and recognized political parties to mail out absentee ballot requests. That's an idea that is not popular with third-party advocacy groups. Yet, even with the pandemic-driven surge in early voting and political talk calling the election's integrity into doubt, Dunlap says things in general are going well.
There's so much energy around this election cycle that people get very nervous very quickly and come to conclusions without double-checking things before they sort of freak out a little bit. You know, there's more smoke than fire.
One fire that broke out over the summer, serious slowdowns in mail delivery, seems to have abated. That's after postal unions and state attorneys general successfully sued the Trump administration to restore overtime allowances and other practices essential to managing the ebb and flow of mail volume. Postal workers say flexibility is vital not only at a time of unprecedented mail-in voting, but during a pandemic that's produced a tidal wave of deliveries to online shoppers. Scott Adams works at the regional mail sorting plant in Scarborough.
I mean, we had all been here as essential workers, worked right through the process. We keep coming. It's not an 8-hour day, it's 12s. You know, I'm working 12 today.
Adams is local president of the union that represents mail sorters. He says that management and frontline staff are now working hand in hand to ensure efficient mail delivery through the election and beyond. The Postal Service is advising voters to get absentee ballots in the mail at least a week before Election Day, as in now. And the state's highest court ruled last week that any votes received by clerks after the polls close next Tuesday will not be counted, regardless of when they were postmarked. Adams says that there is a tradition, though, in the Postal Service of providing an informal backstop for ballots that are mailed late.
And we've done this in the past. If we have ballots that are here on Election Day, we will send employees out to take them to those towns. I mean, they've had people get in their cars and say, go. These three votes, go. Up until 8 o'clock that night, we'll be doing everything we can.
Even with that civic above and beyond, though, some late-mailed ballots might not get to a sorting facility in time to be stamped and brought out to the towns. One reason clerks everywhere in Maine are encouraging citizens to vote early if they can. Friday is the last day that the state will allow in-person voting, until Election Day itself, that is. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.